Today is June 28th, 1978, and we are in the Edward Journal Photography. The interviewers are Vernon Tavier, Brenda Dan. School, katimolasi yata.
School. Photography school. Photography school. I never went to school. The last school I attended was just a high school. And as far as photography school, I never went to school. And photography, I just learned it by reading books, magazines, whatever that I could get my hands on. And from there, I started experimenting on how to take pictures and developing films. And then last point was how to print pictures. Start off it was hard, but as time went on, it became easier for me.
When did you become interested in this photography?
Back when I was in high school, I used to take pictures for the yearbook. One year I was a sports editor, but I took some pictures with an automatic camera, and I used to read books. When I was in high school, photography, I had to take pictures and all that during the library periods. And after I finished high school, I didn't get much thought about photography, but after I got a job at the travel office, they had this newspaper in the community news. Was being published monthly, and I got interested in that job, and I started as a CETA Title 6 trainee, and I've been taking pictures because I didn't have a camera. The tribe only had one camera, and the director was Ben Harrison, and he had a camera that was 35mm, and he had some lens attachment to it. And from the work that he was doing, I got interested in photography. At that time, Don Alex was Ben Harrison's assistant, and I worked closely with him and Ben Harrison. And then three of us sort of worked together. And then I started learning the techniques that they were using. But my experience would be that I learned from reading books and experimenting in the dark room. So I don't consider myself as a professional photographer. I like the job I do. It requires skill.
How many years?
I've been working with the communication departments for about a little over 2 years. But as far as the director, I worked under Ben Harrison for about a year, and then the new director, Jen Wong, she She's been with her for 1 year.
Communications mother, what not even the media, I mean the whole Nana program.
Our program was based on what's happening in the community. We try to get out the news of various events that happen during the month. Our paper comes out monthly, so whatever event comes up during that month, we try to put it in the paper, but our personnel are kind of short, so we don't usually put the whole event in one paper. Sometimes we miss a whole lot, but we try our best to get out the news of the event as much as possible during that month.
Do you guys snacker? Do you layouts and stuff too? Talk about the layouts and hard work and all what it takes to make a newspaper.
Right now, there was only three of us working at the communication department. John Ron, Robert Billy, who's a graphic artist, and me. And during the layouts, we usually have and putting out the layouts and all that. It's fun to do, but sometimes it's boring too. The job is an interesting job to me, at least.
Do you have a lot of equipment to work with? Or do you lack some equipment?
Yeah, we don't have enough equipment. We use a high school balcony. Like I said before, the drive only has a couple of cameras, but they're pretty old. And back when I started working for communication, it was about 6 months after I bought my own camera with your family. And from then on, I've got a couple of lenses. They're not really expensive lenses, but it takes pretty good pictures. And a balcony we use in high school. We used to have a balcony back behind the annex building a long time ago before I came to work. We had a balcony up there. We don't have enough equipment to work with.
How much does the camera cost? 38 millimeter.
It's 35 millimeter.
35?
How many cameras are there?
Okay.
How much does
35 millimeter cost?
Get him shut up. Well-known brand, name camera cost? Pentax or Canon? 35 millimeter.
My camera is 35. It's a Minolta brand. And I bought this camera off my friend. He went to service and got this camera on a discount. And he said he didn't know how to use it, so he said he could sell it to me. And I offered him the price and he sold the camera to me. But I've been checking around stores, and I would say this camera would run about $250, $300.
What's the most expensive kind tomorrow?
That's the camera. That one would be expensive. It depends on the camera body and the lens. Because the lens are the most expensive than the camera body itself.
First part of it is all on the floor.
What do you do in your spare with your spare time?
Training the geese is much harder, so it's easier by learning yourself. Taking your time to learn. Instead of, school is on, they throw it at you,
Right. To me, it would be much easier to learn by a person by himself rather than to go to school because I don't think the teacher would read your mind and what you want to learn. So I think if you got a good camera and darkroom, I think it would be best to go out, take pictures, experiment, and read books, and do it your own. But some other guys would probably think that it's best to go to school, but I've known a lot of photographers that have been to school that's doing a fairly good job in the business and picture taking. But right now, I think if I had a choice, I would go on to school because black and white is easier, and I think anybody can learn the basic, but the colors are much difficult. So if a person wants to go into professional color picture taking, I think this person should go to school. And if I get a chance, I'll probably go to school too in the future. But, right now I'm satisfied with what I'm doing. I've had some people call me or see me about taking pictures of their families or babies or just whatever event. And I think people that develop taking pictures for, I think they're satisfied with what kind of pictures that I'm taking.
Are there many ways you can take pictures? Like you can double expose the film and make it?
Yes. There's a lot of different styles in picture taking. That's what I'm not a person from the school. Person wants to get real good at picture taking and taking various types of pictures, like double exposure or whatever. Of course, it's there's some a lot of training that requires to do that. But, person goes to school and. Learned, I think it's much easier with a simple black and white and just color pictures. I think a person can learn by himself.
Have you ever thought of starting your own business one someday? Or
I've had that thought many times, but. I don't know, never given much thought about it, but the thought has been on my mind probably 5K that I would like to start in this business, but not right now.
Would you be making a lot of money if you started your own business?
A lot of money, I don't know. It depends on the business. There's a lot of, I think there's a good business, but I don't think it would be a big money making profit. I don't think that would be the case. I would have to say that the business is located in a big town or a city, I think it would be a good profit making, but as far as this community, I don't think it would be that much in making money.
How much does a how much does a professional photographer get in a year on salary? Does it vary?
Yeah, it varies. I think the professional salary, I think it varies in the amount. Like, some professional would charge about $350 for just taking the wedding pictures.
That's colored pictures.
Colors, and probably some would charge as much in black and white too. I've taken about 4 wedding pictures on different occasions, and I didn't charge much. Yeah. It's more of fun in taking pictures than making money. But later on I might be interested in making money.
Did you ever think of did you ever think about starting early life, starting photography? No. Wouldn't it be to your advantage to start young at a young age?
Let's see. It would be an advantage, but it depends on the person. Person is really interested in photography. I think this person himself would know that his main interest is photography, and from then on he could go from there. But as far as teaching in the early age to someone that he wouldn't want him to be a photographer, I don't think that would work, because you'd be pushing this person, and this person might have some other interests. But me, if I had a second, if I would have relived, I could say that I would have been better person by taking photography in early age, but as far as other early age, I would say it would be advantage.
Are you married now? You have family?
Yes, now I'm married. I've been married for about it'll be about 6 years in July. We have 4 kids.
And you live in Pearl River all your life?
Yes, I've lived here all my life.
Are you going to make a career out of photography?
I'm hoping. Like I said earlier, if I did get a chance, I would like to go to school and learn studio work, portraits, and so forth. And hopefully, I can become a professional and a freelance photographer. And I'm just hopeful that I can make a career out of photography.
You say freelance photographer, gentlemen. What's that?
Freelance is a photographer who works on his own time, and he takes pictures, and he sells his pictures to large corporations like a magazine, a newspaper, whatever, or maybe a publisher, a book publisher that needs some kind of pictures. And freelance, they go by selling their pictures to the market. But if the pictures are good, they would, I would hate to say, but it's a good price. Maybe one, like a white picture, for several $100 or whatever. You can get a good color. I've had some people, it's the visiting or just come by the office and ask me where the photography school that I went to, what kind of a certificate that I have or degree, and I would tell them the same thing, that I didn't go to school and I don't have a degree in photography.
Do you have any pictures pictures such as much on clear or no more? You they will need to borrow something, you know, just to show you that the pictures is taken about and that. Describe the picture and, you know, what? Why you took the picture, you know, stuff up. You only. Okay. You made up in my head.
Do you only take pictures of people or trees in the field?
Nature, you know. You made pictures of mother.
My main interest would be sports.
Yes.
I do like to take football and baseball, but in football it's Nike, so it's kind of difficult to take pictures of football. It was an afternoon game, but something like that would be much fun. In baseball, it's better. Because usually the high school game would be played during the afternoon. much more difficult would be the stickball games, you know, the first night.
Do you use some kind of special camera for that? At night time?
No, there's no special camera that I use. I use the same ones that they have been using. The only thing different that I use is the lens. I have two different lens attachments. One is a zoom lens and then one is a telephoto lens. In baseball, I would use a zoom lens. In football, sometimes I would use telephoto lens.
What's a zoom lens?
Zoom?
Zoom or nano?
See, zoom lens has a lens where if you want to take pictures of something, and this subject is farther away, and you don't have to move, you can just zoom your lens and the subject will come closer to you without you having to move.
What about the other kind?
How many kind are there? How many kind of lens are there?
Oh, there's a lot of different types of lens. Telephoto lens comes in various sizes. The one that I have is 135. Some would be 200, 500, or 1,000 millimeter telephoto lens. But for these, you have to use plastic films.
Why different sizes of lenses are telephoto?
I guess it would be that the person taking a picture that's a distant away. Like I said, these lenses are great for sports action, picture taking. And to me, I think a photographer needs these types of lenses to get closer to the subject, instead of just moving around with the subject. In photography, you just stand and be close to the subject while they're playing whatever they're doing.
How would you take a picture with a lot of people, you know, standing in line and you couldn't get all of them, you know, all at once? And, if you move back, you know, you want to get the picture, but maybe, you know, farther away. So that means you use a zoom lens also, or what? If you want a group picture.
That's a difficult thing to do, is taking a group picture. I would say you would need a wide angle lens for taking a group, because wide angle lens, it widens the whole area, but the zoom lens, you just zoom your subject and you won't get the whole group. So I would say wide angle lens would be much better lens to take a group picture.
Oh, do you take color pictures at like weddings and stuff, or just black and white?
Yes, so far I've taken wedding pictures and color.
Do you use your own money, or do they furnish the films and stuff for you?
I have my own camera, so I'm using. I buy my own color frames and pay my own process. And
and then tours them there.
Tell them.
Do you charge them? Okay, how much do you charge them? Or do you just do it free?
It depends on how far that I'm going. And I can do it free in color because I don't have the money to be buying and processing colors. I'm just giving them free because I would kind of money that I make, so there's no way that I can do that free. So usually I charge them the whole, but $2 or maybe less.
Are you going to be taking pictures at the fair?
Yes. So.
Do you work on your own time or?
No, I'm working for the local newspaper, so I'll be working for the tribe. So I'll be taking black and white and slides, color slides.
Will you be working overtime during the fair?
Or? No, I don't think this would consider an overtime. Because tribal employees are their job is assigned to them during the fair, but they work at least 4 hours. In the fair, and the fair is different. Things are kids. And I think my job would be taking pictures, so that would consider overtime because that's my job. And taking pictures, so I'll be on the duty.
Is developing the film pretty hard or is it easy once you get the hang of it?
To start off, it's difficult. It's hard to start off, but once you get to know how it works and what time to, how much time it needs to be developed and all that, and you get the hang of it. It's easy.
Are you planning on living here the rest of your life and working with the tribe? Are you?
Like I said earlier, I did get a chance to go to school, and hopefully, in the photography area, who knows, might be you can live into.
Would you say photography is an easy job?
It depends on person or type of photography. But, it's not easy sometimes. Like in a time like this during summer, it's really difficult. It's sometimes it's boring, but it's an exciting job.
Did you ever think of becoming the director of the communication department?
Yeah, but not that now. I don't have the qualification.
How long has the communication department been running? Ever since you've been working?
Well, it's been there since 19... I think the first paper was published in December of 1968. Before then, there was a newspaper called Chapter Times, Chapter Number. It was published in Nashville, I think it was Buffers, they had the papers for that. And 68, Community News started publishing their own papers.
Who does the printing for you? Do you guys do the printing yourself?
Well, the printing, we usually do our layouts in Union, and they print at the Union. We have done this in Philadelphia. The Social Democrat. Right now we do most often at the Union.
Where does the communication fund get their fund? From the tribe or from the...
It is funded by federal funds. I think it's funded through what they call the ONAP, the Office of Native American Children, something like that. Funded from year to year, and hopefully we can get some money to put up our own doctrine. One time we asked the tribe for the money to help us in putting up a doctrine, but they said the funds were short, so they could help us.
Do you have any closing remarks?
In my closing, I would like to stress to the young people, the type to be, that whatever area they are interested in picture taking, I would tell them to go ahead and just learn as much as they can from then on. Go to school, learn some more, because in photography you can learn photography, because there's so much to learn. You can learn a different style, a different technique that the people do, that it would take a lot of time to learn. And if they want to make a career with that, I think it's up to them, because it's really an interesting, exciting career. Because you meet a lot of people that you don't know, or the things that they do. So you can meet these people.
Bueno.